from the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome Carlos Paez, founding member of the B-Side Players. Next year, they'll be celebrating 30 years of bringing us the best Latin soul from Chula Vista, California. They've been putting out the singles, bringing us the best indigenous reggae. Carlos will be stopping by in our spotlight to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our indigenous musicians. I'm ready. Let's hook you up. Here is the B-Side Players. We're going to take you way back. Spill the wine.
Summer's day. Cuando quise parar a descansar in a big field of tall grass. Me acosté ahí en el sol and felt it caressing my face. Me dormí y soñé. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie. That I was the star of the movie. Esto me sacó de onda, the fact that me, a knotty dread, long-haired Chicano, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain Kings. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, enfrente it. Every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, negras, flacas, gordas, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, spill the wine, take that burn. Spill the wine, take that burn. Tiralino, toma la perla. Tiralino, toma la perla. I thought to myself, ¿qué será esto? ¿Me estoy oliendo loco? ¿O será solo un sueño? Now I know I'm lying here in a field of grass somewhere, so it's all in my head. Entonces, I heard her say one more time. My back as she disappeared, but soon she'd return. Volvió con una botella de vino en la mano y en la otra un vaso. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. Just before she drank it, she said,
spill the wine, take
Yeah. It's all good. Eastside Players. They're going to be here in 25 minutes. Let's head over to Miami. Here's Locos Peruana.
See the youth of the earth out of diverse background. Vivacity of spirit and zeal for the vote. All these perilous time you're in a giant bounce. Should they only bring in the life and joy of the house. From them suggested that separate of a course. Clean fun and bringing function to the most. Class of and to walk above and to propose a toast. People know one another ya and everyone closer. Out your band and boats are no concern about smoker. No fire marshal ya with axe and fire hose. No smoke is the ordinance to observe that closer. Hold it down to the measure, keep the peace composer.
No importa lo que digan de mí, que como saco yo plata pa vivir. No importa lo que digan de mí, del Caribe soy yo, del Caribe soy yo.
Soy del mar, del Caribe popular, de mi gente sin igual, alegría siempre hay, no se puede ni apagar, ni con fuerza de huracán, la sonrisa no se va, escuchen ahí cómo va. En la tierra del azúcar, de reggae y de la cumbia, de la gente que disfruta, de bellezas y de frutas, de tambores que se escuchan a lo largo de la ruta, en Belis bailando punta, el olor del norte en bruca, si puedes escaparte un ratico ven. Solo sintiendo el sol lo puedo entender. La magia del Caribe se puede ver. El sol y las palmeras, mucha mujer.
Y no importa lo que digan de mí, que como saco yo plata pa' vivir. Y no importa lo que digan de mí, del Caribe soy yo, del Caribe soy yo. Y no importa lo que digan de mí, que como saco yo plata pa' vivir. Y no importa lo que digan de mí, del Caribe soy yo, del Caribe soy yo.
Era mi calle, mi esquina, mi gente y su realidad donde nací. Lo que viví no se borrará, jamás de mi alma permanecerá vivo en mí. La vida, la sangre, sudor de mi padre, beso de bendición de mi madre para la buena suerte. Las olas del mar en mis pies, siempre luchando con fe en la victoria hasta el día de mi muerte. Y no importa lo que digan de mí, si yo vivo orgulloso de haber nacido aquí. No tenemos freno y menos, nos ahogamos en veneno de lengua sucia. Es injusticia, enjuician penos, buenos, entre malos, ven y conocenos. Hay que morir, todos morimos, hay un plato. Todos comemos, así es como lo hacemos. A más sol y hasta el fin, boy. Muero como un guerrero, man, original good boy. Esto es lo que soy, la voz que no cayó. Con mi gente estoy, bro, del Caribe soy yo.
Y no importa lo que digan de mí, que como saco yo plata pa' vivir. Y no importa lo que digan de mí, del Caribe soy yo, del Caribe soy yo. Y no importa lo que digan de mí, saco yo plata pa' vivir. Y no importa lo que digan de mí, del Caribe soy yo, del Caribe soy yo.
left of mine. It can't slow down, can't sit still. Can I get some peace of mind? The only way we ever made a dream was to be brave and unrestrained, leading with our hearts, not with our brains. Fear will be our courage now, hope will be our strength. Can't slow down, can't sit still. Can I get some peace of mind? Stand up, step up, don't get out of the way. Sit down if you've got nothing to say. We've gotta move, baby, move, baby, move, baby, move. Stand up, step up, don't get out of the way. Can't understand.
That's music from Diggy Roots, and that's Godin. All right, here's Julian Taylor, High Heels. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
To the rhythm, you can leave the light on. We're gonna party till the break of dawn.
That's music from Angel Berry Bowl. That's Need. Hey, right now, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. Always welcome to come on over to our homepage, indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365. All right, DJ Bittman, this is Summertime. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Don't know what I'm thinking, all I really know. Boy, what you see is what you get. I never meant to ever let you down. Now I'm living a life full of regret. Boy, I told you, feeling some kind of way. Putting out your fires all over town. But I still did my best despite the games you played. That's the last time I take a run around.
Play, what we gonna do? when you're ready to let me in. I'm looking for the one who wants the same as me. Is it you, you, you? I'm over and done with all the games they play. What we gonna do, do, do? Back in the day we had nothing at all. Wonder what would become of us. And I swore to myself I'd never let you go. When did we lose all of the trust? Remember when you said that you were all in, and you promised to never.
That's brand new from Melody McArthur, Fires All Over Town. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Carlos Paez, founding member of the B-Side Players, will be in our spotlight. We'll be right back.
Do you want to be in the Wild West show?
We just keep doing it right. We're indigenous styling it. We're doing it the indigenous way. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Show your support for Indigenous in Music. Here's a fantastic way. Donate your car. It's a win-win. You free up space, get a tax write-off, and support a great cause. Help us keep the rhythm alive and the culture thriving. To learn more about car donations and how it benefits Indigenous artists, visit us at indigenousinmusic.com and make a difference today.
Flying high above Turtle Island, bring us with you. We're on the go. Catch us however you stream. We are indigenousinmusic.com. From the Say Magazine Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome Carlos Paez, founding member of the B-Side Players. This year, they'll be celebrating 30 years of bringing us the best Latin soul from Chula Vista, California. They've been putting out the singles and bringing us the best Indigenous reggae on this side of the border. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Carlos Paez. Hey, Carlos, how you doing?
Good. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I was mentioning earlier, I've been jamming to you guys for a long time, since the beginning of my show, and I'm happy to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much. It means a lot.
Yes, and where are you calling in from tonight?
I'm home. I'm in Chula Vista, California.
Okay.
My house right now.
Nice, nice. And what's the music scene like there in San Diego? You're close to San Diego, right?
Yeah, we're 10 minutes away from the Mexican border.
Oh, okay.
And the music scene down here is, well, we're a beach, San Diego's a beach town.
Okay.
It's also like a military conservative town, but we have a lot of reggae influence because of the beach. And you know, we have the B-Side Players. We kind of like fuse a lot of different styles.
Yeah.
mostly reggae in our music, but we mix it with a lot of like Latin style and anything from salsa, merengue, cumbia, timba, all that good stuff. And but over here in San Diego, we have a big reggae scene. Bands like Tribal Seeds and cool. Yeah,
right on. Well, hey, it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the band, your music. Go ahead and hit the stage, Carlos.
Well, I was born in Los Angeles, California, in 1972, and during that time, my dad was in a band called Los Moonlights. It was a band in the late 60s and 70s. He was in that band for over 15 years, and they're pretty big. And with his success, I came back down to Tijuana, where I was raised as a youth, and then we eventually crossed the border to San Diego, where I've been living here ever since. And then my father's career pretty much was just music his whole life, and he went back to his root, his motherland, which is El Recodo, Sinaloa, which is the birthplace of banda music.
Okay.
Banda's really huge right now, but that's where it's all started. And my dad was in the best banda bands in the world, called Banda del Recodo, which is still alive to this day. And my dad played his last remaining years of his career, like the last 12 years, he traveled the world in Banda del Recodo. So I pretty much stayed close to the border, to the frontera, which is Tijuana, San Diego, Tecate. And in 1993, 94, I started my band, which was like a fusion of Chicano music. I was really into the whole Chicano scene because of San Diego. We have our own Chicano park, and I was studying Chicano studies at the time. I got really in tune with the Chicano culture. And so I really started listening to bands like Santana, Tierra, Malo, El Chicano War. Chicano bands like that really influenced me.
Nice.
So I had B-side Players just was kind of like was spawned off of that movement.
Sure.
And we've been touring. We've been a national touring band in Canada and Mexico and the United States. And it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Congratulations. Bam. Good job. Yeah. Now, growing up, listening to your dad's band, did you ever think you'd have your own band someday?
No. I mean, not when I was young. I really was, I didn't want to follow in his footsteps because I knew how hard it was for him. Like, he never really was around. Like,
sure.
He was just doing like, I think he was doing like 250 days a year or something like that. Ridiculous.
Busy.
So I never got to see him, and he missed all my graduations and baseball games. So to me, I didn't want to live that way. But it was just so hard to fight it because I really had music inside of me.
Uh-huh.
So what my dad really did was he was clever. It was just leaving instruments all throughout the house. And that really had an effect on me because in the boredom back then, you didn't have the video games and the iPads and all that. Really, your boredom was just like pick up instruments and we didn't have YouTube to learn, so you had to learn on your own.
Yeah.
But when my dad was around, he saw that I showed interest in music, and he started teaching me, and he started I started learning music through him.
And what instruments do you play now?
So my dad was a trombone player, so I have no choice. I have to play the trombone.
Okay.
Because he had this theory about like musicians. If you want to be a musician, cool, you can play guitar, drums, which all kids want to learn. But if you want to be a working musician, then you pick up a horn, a trumpet, and that's very true. All the horn players I know have work, and they're busy, and they make a lot of money.
Sure. Well, you put out a good show. I like your music. Great jams. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Carlos?
Well, we have our Instagram at B-Side Players, and also Facebook. And we have our website, thebsideplayers.com. And we're just all, we're always pushing mostly on our Instagram, but we have a YouTube channel also.
Cool.
B-Side Players TV.
Good deal. Well, today we're speaking with Carlos Paez. He is the frontman for his band, the B-Side Players. They are featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Read all about them at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Carlos, great to have you on the show. Happy to have you
Thank
on.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Keep me posted. Any new developments, any new videos, send them my way. I will blast them on our website for you, for sure.
All right. Gotcha.
We're going to play you their current release. Here is Tierra Maya.
Rezan por naturaleza con collares de turquesa y las plumas de quetzal, donde las flores más divinas nacen en la primavera, en la tierra de la guerra, del serpiente, el águila, donde la muerte es la vida y sacrificio alimenta, donde nació el zapatista en nuestra tierra Aztlán. Es tu historia, hermano, lo que estás caminando. Es tu tierra, hermana, tiene raíces plantadas. Tierra maya, azteca maya, tierra maya. Tolteca Maya. Sangre mexicana, donde las piedras destruidas tienen la historia grabada, donde camina mi familia para cruzar las fronteras, donde las diosas más hermosas rezan por naturaleza con collares de turquesa y las plumas de quetzal, donde las flores más divinas nacen en la
nació el zapatista en nuestra tierra Aztlán. No te olvides, hermano, de lo que nos robaron. No te olvides, hermano.
That's brand new from the B-Side Players, and that's their current release, Tierra Maya. In case you're just tuning in, Carlos Baez, their frontman, was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Music from Show It. All right, here's Guarantee Willie, Love Hangover. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Oh, yeah.
It's love that I crave, and it's love that you take. You're twice as fast to leave it, and I'm done with this game. It sucks that it hurts, but it's all over now. Got a love hangover, but the devil did proud.
Oh, Lord have mercy, she's gone, I said, 'Cause me, and it gets me going.
Yeah, Frog in a Pot. That's brand new from the Johnnies featuring Stevie Salas remix. We are going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Save my gal, save this mansion from the flood. 2,000 politicians dying just
we just keep doing it right.
I'm shaking through this love.
We're indigenous styling. And it all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
Welcome to the Two Buffalo Virtual Art Gallery. We invite you to explore a world of indigenous artistry, a reflection of today's vibrant communities. Discover incredible works that may resonate with your heart and soul. Come and explore the endless possibilities and find something you truly love. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousmusicandarts.org.
All right, let's head up to Detroit. Music now from the City Lines. This is Different This Year. Indigenous in Music. If you missed part of today's show, you can always come over and visit us on our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. That's where we hang 24/7, 365.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.